were talking, started talking yesterday, what happened to Bissell. So the folks discussed on the following channel, it's really based on a discussion, Gemara, the Gemara, Kalabasa, and so people are learning to say the Kalabasa, and they're really talking to the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the following, the very beginning of Kalabasa. The Gemara talks about the Dinna de Rabbanan, that you're not permitted to eat Basa and Chol on the same table. I'm being Basa and you're eating Cholos, so we're not supposed to be doing that. So we're going to hopefully talk about that. So we'll take that. We'll talk about the Darichos, the ramifications of that area. But in the middle of that Sugya, the Gemara involved the following problem. Why should that be also? Why should the Chacham of Asa really eat Basa and you eat Cholos at the same table? But so what's going to happen? Worst case scenario, so I'll take a bite out of your cheese. So the Gemara says, so it's not going to be done official, so it's not going to be initiated their rights anyway. You can tell me that they made a gezeirah de rabbanan that you shouldn't have basar and gevir on the same table. Gezeirah may come to eat plus makhala, which is only us and the rabbanan. It's hard to believe that should be a foul of angels and gezeirah to gezeirah. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's not right. So the Gemara has to try to find the scenario as to how you can have basar makhala de raisa at the table. So the Gemara is working. The Gemara says, no, it must be that everything is hot. So the Gemara says, no, that's also not basar makhala de raisa because it's a klisheni. And just as we find in the Shabbos, that klisheni is not considered to be bishul min haTorah. The word that I mean, but the call of cliche is not considered to be bishul min haTorah. So the Gemara says, so what's the case? What is the case of potential but the call of the raisos can happen not in the stove, but rather on the table? So the Gemara says, shami yala the opus kli rishon. We're afraid that I may be eating a bowl of meat soup, which is out of a pot on the table. And you're going to be eating some hot milk out of a pot on your side of the table, and we'll mix a little bit together, so that's going to be a bas mechol de raisa. That's what the Gemara says. So the simple pshat of the Gemara is that the cases of the open kli rishon, we're talking about a situation where it's no longer al ha'eish. Most people don't have a fire in the middle of their table. We're talking about it's a kli rishon, which is shalog al ha'eish. So we learned from Shabbos, so we're familiar with this idea that there are two types of kli rishon. There's a kli rishon, which is al ha'eish, which is still sitting on the fire, and then there's a kli rishon, which is shalog al ha'eish. Which means, Kurish by definition means that at one time it was on the fire, but now, when I said Shalom Gav Yehesh. So, from the fact that the Gemara gives us view of Kimta, about Mechol Der Aishab, which the Gezeira of Halal Shulchan Echad was decreed after this case, so the simple pshat of the Gemara is that one can conceive of Basim Mechol Der Aishab. Even if there's no age present right now, even if it's a cliche, what was it, a cliche? If it's in a cliche, if you take some milk and meat and put it into a cliche, so that's not considered to be bishul deraisa. That's not bishul b'chol deraisa. Did we also with the rabbanon? With the rabbanon, it's also even if it's cold, if it gets mixed together, but to be done of bishul, so it has to be at least in a cliche. But l'chari, you see from this gemara that even if the cliche is a cliche shalom d'avileish, it's also considered to be bishul b'chol deraisa. Again, the ramifications of being bishul b'chol deraisa, of course, going back to the beginning of Tei Zayin. But only something that's also in the Torah carries with it the Yisra Bishol and carries with it the Yisra Hana. That's the simple pshat in Gemara at the very beginning of Kol Hadassah. Nevertheless, even though this is the Pasuk pshat in the Gemara, there are a group of Poskim who say that one cannot read the Gemara this way. It's impossible to learn this Gemara this way, because Allah is not that way. Because Allah is the only time that it's possible to hold their eyes is only if it's Hala Eish Mamash. It has to be on the Kli Rishon. This is literally still Hala Eish. Once it's removed from the fire, and then there's no Bas B'chol Deraisa. So why should that be so? So there are different posts who have different reasons for why that should be so. So there's one group of posts here who base themselves on the Rishami. The Rishami says that the simple pshat of the Rishami is that the only time that someone violates Bishul Deraisa in the sense of Bishul B'Shabbos is only if it's Al Gavir Eish. If it's a Kli Rishon Gavir Eish. Once it's a Kli Rishon Shalor Gavir Eish, so that's only a violation of Bishul Midin Rabbanon. So we usually don't think like that in Rishon. We usually assume that the Bishul Deraisa, even Shalor Gavir Eish, as long as it was once in a Kli Rishon, but the Rishami seems to say that the way. Rishami uses the phrase that also HaChocha L'Kli Rishon. The simple pshat in Rishami is that the only time that Bishul Deraisa is only if the Kli Rishon of Al Gavir Eish. If it's taken off the fire, and now let's say you put a tea bag into a tea kettle, but the tea kettle is not sitting Al Gavir Eish, so the simple pshat of going to Rishami is only Midin Rabbanon. Also, I thought it was Yav, it was a Gzeira, but they made a Gzeira Midin Rabbanon, not to cook an exhibition of Shalom Gavir Eish, up to a exhibition Al Gavir Eish. That's what Rishami is in this situation. We follow this Rishami, so most of Rishami is that we don't pass this Rishami. The simple pshat of the Bible is not that way, but the Rambam seeks to pass this Rishami. We're not sure if the Simish Shini says, and if Rishami makes a whole to do, that the Rambam followed this Rishami, and there's nothing in the Bible against it, a whole Padaram. the group of folks in Hilchos Shabbos claim that Bishul Diarais is only if there's an Eish Tachtov. Close mouth, there's no Eish Tachtov, even though there was an Eish Tachtov 20 minutes ago, under this part, that's not considered to be Bishul Diarais. So if you would accept that, that Yerushalmi, with that idea of the Rambam, with that Aruch HaShulchan, Hilchos Shabbos, so then you would be really stuck in terms of what we brought from the Cholot. So how did the Gemara say at the beginning of Cholot Basar that that can violate Basar B'chol, Bishul Basar B'chol of Yaraisa, if it's the Opus Kivishon, so the simple shot, from the Gemara is that there's no Eish there anymore, there's no Eish to happen every Basar B'chol of Yaraisa. That's one group of Poskim who would have problems with this Gemara being a Kala Basar. And maybe another group of Poskim who would have problems with this Gemara being a Kala Basar for a slightly different reason, raise this follow. Most of the Rishonim rejected the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim held that, most of the Rishonim held that the Shabbos, one who cooks, even in a Kalisha of Shalom Gadu Eish, is in violation of Innocent Der Eish of Bishop. But there's your safety array, and one of the Rishonim says that that which one violates the Yisr Der Eish of Bishop on Shabbos, even in a Kalisha of Shalom Gadu Eish, that's only a Tolda, that's not an Av. Against other Rishonim don't say, the other Rishonim assume that that's an Av in Malachal Bishop. But there's safety array, and seems to assume that Bishop of the Mishkan was only if it's on Gadu Eish. The fact that there's also a Bishop Der Eish in a Kalisha of Shalom Gadu Eish, so that's this is the Raisa here, but it's only the Torah's told and not the Torah's Av. So if that safety array is correct, so this is exactly what we mentioned yesterday, once you knock something down and you have a Shabbos of being an Av and being a Tolda, that opens up a potential question in terms of Kol Torah Kula. Anything that's a Tolda may not necessarily carry over to other areas of Halacha. This is the whole Shabbos of yesterday. It tells them the Choros and the Shabbos of the Mekama. So if one puts those two pieces of information together, that Bishul and the Kavisha and Shalom Gavi Eish is only a Tolda, combined with the fact that according to many Rishonim there are no Toldos outside of Hilchos Shabbos, then you also, you're looking at the Gemara and Chulin in the face and you say, we got a problem. The Gemara and Chulin also says the Feirish that if you cook in an Ilchos Kli Rishon, so that's supposed to be called their ice, because if it wouldn't have been their ice, then it wouldn't have made the Gezerah of Shema Yavo, we gave to show their ice. So what do you do with this Gemara and Chulin? So now, we started out, the Gemara sounds like it's their ice. Kli Rishon should not be Shalom Gavi Eish, that's the real McCoy, that's the real boss of the Chulin their ice. So now we see that the Rishonim probably won't hold that way, the Rambam doesn't hold that way, the Chashukah doesn't hold that way, and there's if you're ready, man, and hold that way. So what do you do with the Gemara? So the Prima Gadim writes, not in the Dosh B'chol, if you remember them earlier, you know, if it was not in the early Prima Gadim says, yeah, the Kasha says, an overwhelming Kasha, all these post-tables for different permutations, how to assume that there cannot be Dosh B'chol, they're right, unless there's an Eish Mamish there. So says the Prima Gadim, you have to change the Nisiyas a little bit. Anyway, you know, it's a very fancy restaurant. They come with a little, like a Mishmonis for it. They come with a little fire thing underneath. So we're not going to have it. That's Hachal Ma'at Kina. That's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara says that Shema Ya'ala, the Ulfas Klevishon, so it does not mean an Ulfas Klevishon that was one bomb on the fire and then you walked it over and now it's Shalog out of the age. Because that would happen not be the Shodar Aisha. And the Mechanami, that Birgit Zeira was of Halla Ato Achila was made because there is a wizard, there is a Hechitrix, once in a million years, you've got a fancy restaurant, so they may be serving you the food that you're obviously eating out of. You're eating literally out of the restaurant, obviously you eat out of the thing which has, I don't know, stuff here. But I guess in the very fancy restaurant, you eat minus out of the fire. They don't want food to cool down. So that, the place that I'm after, Mishalachas, was a very, so. I remember once I went to visit somebody in one of these very fancy hotels in Chol Moed Pesach, in Palm Springs, and one of those types of places. So somebody, one guy came over and was ranting and raving how the non-Jews were turning on the fires on these little schmichiks, and everything was mishalach, the whole rest of that whole hotel, he was great. So I said, well, the Jews could be ready, it was all mishalach, but he couldn't fathom that. He was very, very sad about that piece of information. Anyway, I told him that was nothing, because the guy before me, in a different place, had asked me, apparently there was comments in one of the systems. You're talking about something mishalach, we got this occurrence in our head. So Dina Gadda says, yeah, that's for a variety of reasons, you have to give us a kick to the Gemara and Chulun. The point is that here for these half a dozen of these Tarkim, the only way to learn the Gemara is the Hachat Gemara is given that it's on Gavi Eish. But the Gemara is that Pasha is not like that. Pasha is not like the Yishalmi, and not like the Arayim. The Pasha Pshad is that the Gemara and Chulun is exactly what it sounds like, that even in the Kavishon, Shalom Gavi Eish, there can be Vishal Deraisa. move on to the next topic of the Maimon Kolos, which is related to some degree to this. I just had to make an arbitrary break because the Maimon Kolos is getting too long, so I just called one, then I called one, this one, the other, Shir Bishol, whatever. It's all the same topic. So Shir Bishol means as follows. The question is, how much does a person have to cook? To what extent must the Baal Shem Chol be cooked in order to be a violation for Baal Shem Chol's deraisa? Again, everything we're talking about is deraisa, this whole first 2 weeks of Shira is deraisa. As the weeks go on, we're going to get down to the more nitty gritty, but we have to know what's deraisa, what's rabbanit. It's kind of the basic ABC klala before you can get into the shach. We'll plenty of Baal Shem Chol, plenty of months to drown the shach. Don't worry about it. But this is the easy stuff of Baal Shem Chol. I told you what Rabbi Lloyd said. This is the milk of Baal Shem Chol. The meat is still to come. The meat is fatty base, and the gimel, fatty dal, fatty hand. That's the real fun part. The easy stuff. Anyway, so the Gemara and the Rishon discussed just how much must the Baal Shem Chol be cooked in order to be an Issa Deraisa. Again, it's important to point out that there's no Megabi Deraisa. Megabi Derabbanus to be also, even if it's not cooked at all, as long as there's any mixture whatsoever of Baal Shem Chol together, even if it's Shalom Derech Bishul Klal, even if you're taking a hamburger and you take a piece of cold cheese and eat it together, that's also the Derabbanan. But we want to know what's called the Derech Bishul on a level of Deraisa. So the Gemara in Maseches Chulin quotes the Braita, and the Gemara says that kol she'achem ochel also, whatever the extent of the cooking of the meat and milk together is, that other people would eat it. What do you mean other people would eat it? Rashi says the Gemara would eat it. Thought to ask a Jew, how do you like the cheeseburger? Do you like it well done, rare, medium? So hopefully you won't be able to answer the question. So you have to ask somebody not Jewish. You ask him, is this kol she'achem ochel also? Is this most of the cholos reach the point that a normal person would eat it? So that's considered ready to be bishul. At that point, you violate bishul Baal Shem Chol. At that point, it's considered to be derech bishul. It's considered to be Baal Shem Chol of deraisa. So from that simple reading of the Gemara, kol she'achem ochel oto, so that seems to indicate that is what we call in other areas of halach, particularly for Shabbos, from the bashuk of tzorcha. We know that for Shabbos there are different stages in the bishul process. With Michael ben Jussoi, which is a shalom the rishon, either a third cook or a half cook, and basically Michael ben Jussoi means that it's roi lechol ayev chak, because if you're a so you're always on the run, you're trying to run away from the police, so then you have the chazal, so he wouldn't wait to make his meat to well done. So that's what Maich Ben-Zuzoy means. It's basically edible, but normal people probably wouldn't eat it at this stage, but they could eat it if they were forced to. So in Hilchos Shabbos, the cutoff point of bishul is usually Maich Ben-Zuzoy. If you take raw food and you cook it to the point of Maich Ben-Zuzoy, that's specifically bishul to that of Hilchos Shabbos. Then there's a later stage that's called the Zdash Kol Tzorcho, where it's really totally completely finished. So from the fact that the Gemara uses the phrase of Kol Shachem Ochon Oso, so that sounds like what's considered to be normal for normal people to eat. That's what Rashi sounds like. Also Rashi says that the Gemara Bishulo, because the food is edible, so that's considered to be Bishul Bosh of the Cholo. So the Ritva, that Gemara in Chulin, says that it can't be. That's not kibbe with the Gemara. I mean, it can't be Rashi. It doesn't make any sense. Because why should the shear of the Hilchos Shabbos be different than the shear of Baal Shem Chol? Because the Gemara says the failure that if you take raw food and you cook it to the point of Maicha Ben Jussoi, that's considered ready to be bishul deraisa for Hilchos Shabbos. So Mishkama, that should be the same shear when it comes to Baal Shem Chol. We already, we don't get so nervous anymore. We've been in the shear already long enough to know. But we don't get so nervous to hear it getting from Shabbos to Baal Shem Chol sometimes. It is the same, maybe it's not the same, but we've always assumed that it's got to be the same. I can't see, so you're not going to, it's not, you have to label it as Baal Shem Chol deraisa once it reaches the point for Michael Ben Jussoi. The Lashon of Gemara Rashi is La Dafka. So came a group of Acharonim and suggested that even though this may be true, that Naniach, like the Ritva's version, the watered down version, that you're going to be, once you reach Michael Ben Jussoi, that's a violation of Bishul Deraisa. But before Michael Ben Jussoi, so it's nothing, so from the Silk Shandy Gemara, it would sound like, that's totally what the Chachim. You can take a piece of meat, you can take some milk, put it on the fire, and cook it an eighth of the way. So it's not yet even the Chumadik of it, not even a third way. It's nowhere near Michael Ben Jussoi. So the simple shot is that what you did is totally mutzah. That's not a misadvishal bulk of the cholot. For that matter, on a level of deraisa, it's probably mutzah to eat it. It's not called derech bishul. You haven't even met the chumadika version of what's considered to be bishul. That's from the simple reading of the Gemara. So Tamar Gugla Firm say, no, it's not true. That's not exactly what the Gemara means for the following reason. Now that idea of applying the principle of the Michael Ben Jussoi and saying that Kodah Michael Ben Jussoi is Mamshik Mandalesa, That's problematic for several reasons. First of all, comes the Chavizas, it says it's problematic because the shear of Reichel and Yisoy, so that's a shear that's set on solids, it's not a shear that's set on liquids. But so when you cook water, so there's also seen as some Michael Benjusoy, so maybe some halach equivalent to Michael Benjusoy, but the term Michael Benjusoy clearly doesn't make any sense in the realm of liquids. So it says the Chavizas, you have a strange thing now. You cook up the meat in the milk and you put it on the fire for a minute. So the cookbooks tell you that until it's on the fire for 10 minutes, it won't reach Michael Benjusoy. So it says the Chavizas, okay, that's true, if the meat won't reach Michael Benjusoy, but the milk, how long does it take to heat up milk? From the summer once the milk reaches Yasser HaDibur, that's the Shia for traditional milk with milk HaShabbos, so it's not going to take all that long for the milk to reach Yasser HaDibur. It says the Chavadah, so now you have a little bit of a problem, because you have both of the Chol in the pot, and the Basa is not yet his Basho, but the Chol of business Basho. So what's wrong with that? So that's it. Now you have a cup of hot milk. What's the problem? Basa B'chola, from day one, we know it's got to be Basa and Chol. If one of the two is lacking, so then it's not a problem. So comes the Chavadah and says, no, it's not so poshut. The balsa itself is not nisbashel until it reaches Michael Benjusoy, but there's once you reach that saletas though, so then that's already the shear of gliya, because now there's some palm which is coming out of the meat. So palm, that's already a bad word. So palm means palm is not a mamush, the palm is in a solid. So how long do you have to cook something in order to cook off the palm? I think you say a shear of Michael Benjusoy. I think somebody's really trying to cook a piece of meat. But here it's sufficient as the chavadash. If you can extract some of the tam of the basar, which you can do, which is mere shear of natural lettuce, so a little bit of the tam basar comes out, and a little bit of that tam basar is now nibbled into the milk, and now what do you have in front of you? So you have a pot, which is, you have three things in the pot. You have chol in the pot, you have basar in the pot, and now you have tam basar, which is also floating around the pot, and that tam basar is inside the milk. So now you heat up the pot, so what are you cooking? True, you're not cooking the basar. The basar is not in the basar, but the tam basar isn't it bashal? So now you have tam basar cooking together with chola. So you know what we call that? We call that basar b'chola. It says the chavadas, guess what? What you have in your hands is a basar b'chola problem. Zeraisa. Not because of the meat itself. The meat is not basar. Meat, as strange as it sounds, the meat is not basar b'chola. The chola is basar b'chola. The liquid, if you want to drink a cup of this mess, is a shtick basar b'chola. That's what the chavadas claims. Again, the Eibishitz has the same idea. He used a little bit of a different terminology. He's in the Chavadas, really into the world of the Lundus, Abdin Tom, Tom Tikka, real razzle dazzle. So Jonathan Eibishitz just suggests a razzle dazzle. He asked his wife, and his wife told him, that he didn't have Tom. Even the Neach, they don't ever heard of Tom Tikka. He's trying to get this from the Tikka, so I wish he'd have been here, Tom Tikka. But assume Tom Tikka doesn't exist. He says to Jonathan Eibishitz, there's Lachlokas, Shabbat Balsar, there's this juice, there's gravy, and it comes out of the meat, and he's fucking another piece of meat. So true, the meat doesn't become as bashal until Michael Ben Yisoy, but the juice becomes as bashal, as soon as the juice becomes hot, it becomes as bashal at the point of Michael Ben Yisoy, and there's the point of the Yisoy as well. She says in the Yenisim Ebeshit, so in Achanami, when you cook up the meat and the milk together, and you just put it on the fire for a minute, so the cookbooks tell you, does not yet reach Michael Ben Yisoy on the meat, nobody would ever drink even Ben Yisoy, could never touch this meat. So true, the meat is tapenara, similar to the Torah, but the cholov is also similar to the Torah, but the cholov has either the way the Chavadas formulated, it has a tam of basar mixed into it, or the way the creation is placed, but if an Avishit's formulated, it has a lechuchas of basar mixed into it. The bottom line is, you gotta see this problem of basar b'cholov derives on your hands. And then the question becomes, if that's true, if these are quite a fair with this new whole round of Baal and Mahalach, that there is an issue derives of basar b'cholov, is this code of Michael Ben Yisoy? So it's a little bit of a problem with the Gemara. So what did the Gemara mean? The Gemara says, Kol Shechev Ochel Mekel, which Rashi thinks to say that it means Gemara Bishol. Even if the Ritual is right, it means not really Gemara Bishol, but at least it means Michael Ben Yisoy. Because the Lashon of the Chazal is Kol Shechev Ochel Mekel, according to the Gemara means, at least some people will eat it, at least the Ben Yisoy characters would eat it. But to say that you either Bach B'chol Derais, you have Bach B'chol Derais in your hand, even before that, you have Bach B'chol Derais just for the first second, it's a little bit tough to get the piping hot. So then why did Gemara mislead us so badly? Why did Gemara say, Kol Shechev Ochel Mekel? So it's a meaningless statement, because you have a problem Derais in here because of the Tav Bach, the Chukos Bach, what's going on with this Maim HaChazal? So comes the case to place, it says, no, you have to put the context of this particular statement of Chazal. So, he was informed to learn Kol Basa. You can say over the soul Chol Das, the basic place, but if you don't realize what the Gemara says, then you miss the whole flavor of this chat. that the Tosafot points out that this sugya that the Gemara is discussing is the following shot, something that we touched on very, very quickly a couple of shiurim ago, was when we say that Basa B'chol is also from the Teres of Sarasha, B'di B'chol Adino. So does that mean that B'di is a Torah, that only B'di is also, that's the Basa that's also, and it's a Basa, and it's Basa B'chol, that's also. Eating the Chol, somehow, you can just eat the Chol and not eat the Basa, then you'd be okay. The issue is the eating of the Basa, is that the shot? That was the Havami of the Gemara, that's from B'di is a Torah of Chol, and then the Gemara's Maskan is not, that B'di is a Torah of Chol, that both are also, and what we said over on the Chesem Sefer, but even though we talk in Gidi Zecholov, still we agree to that first by the Yama that the Gidi of Beaker, and that was the Chesam Tzadik Chiddush by the Nekuda HaRitzvah, that if you can't create an Isra on the Basar, then you can't create an independent Isra on the Cholov. But a couple of we talk in that Gidi Zecholov also China. My not to mean whether the Cholov is also or not, to eat this whole mixture is going to be also. Because once we know, half enough to be like this, let's say a person eats a Chati Zayis of Basar and a Chati Zayis of Cholov. So you'd be Chai of Malchus for Basar and Cholov or not. So the Gemara quotes a brisa that says that yes, the Michayev for Malchus. So the Gemara proves in this brisa that the Zichol of Asher Tarev. It's not just the Asher Tarev of Cholov. The other one's not going to give the guy Malchus. He's in the Yeshiva. Yes, sir. So it's this brisa that reads as follows. The brisa says that Ochol Chati Zayit Cholov. Yes, the Ochol Chati Zayit Vosor. The Ochol Chati Zayit Cholov. Loke. And what's the next one of the brisa? So the Malchus comes. The Eid of Bishol Amru. So, why did the Gemara give the shear in the official Amru? So, in the context of this brisa, this should have been the opening line of Cholov also. This has nothing to do with Ochol Chati Zayis Basar and Ochol Chati Zayis Cholov. This should be, this is a regular Basar B'Cholov Shabbat. I think if you take 20 kazayis of Basar and 20 kazayis of Cholov and throw them together, so you have to know what the shear is. Is the shear in the Chachab and Zisai? Is the shear in the Gemara of Shulam? Is the shear less? So why did the Brisa formulate this chiddush to teach us the din of Haicha ben Yisrael? The Gemara says, "Where the Shia b'chayim Ochol Chalav?" Why did the Brisa pull this crazy case of Ochol Chati Zayis Basar and Ochol Chati Zayis Cholov? So the case plays through. The answer is very partial, because of course the halacha is when you cook up Basar and Cholov together and it doesn't reach Haicha ben Yisrael, of course you can't eat this mixture in Hatorah. Of course there's going to sit their eyes on your hand. Of course you violated the Basar B'chol of Deraisa. Why? Because of the Lachuchus, because of the Tav, etc. But where was the Issa violated? The Issa was only violated on the Cholov. The Issa wasn't violated on the Basar. Instead, the Gemara said, Abishas, it's the Braith is trying to give you a punchline. You can conceive a Basar B'chol of Deraisa even if you ate a half a Zayas of each. So if the Eid is Bishol Amru, what type of Bishol must you do? How much Bishol must you accomplish in order that the Issa should be chal both on the Basar independently and on the Cholov independently? So that's a Mizdashel to Machal Ben Yisrael, Kol Shachem Ochon Oso. If Kol Zman, you don't need Kol Shachem Ochon Oso, so true the Cholov is Tafa also that I turn around to do a Mavash, a little bit of Tom Basar in there, a little bit of Lachuchus Basar in there, but you can't be Chai Malchus for that. If you only ate a half a Zayis of Cholov, so once you get a half a Zayis of Cholov and a Tifa of Lachuchus and a Tifa of Tom, so you didn't have a Shear. So you ate a half a Zayis of Cholov and you ate a half a Zayis of Basar. So the Gemara says that we want to give him Malchus, we want to create an Isra Deraisa on the Basar, we want to say that the Basar is also mitzvah to the Isra Basar B'Cholov, but the Eid of Bishol Amru, when do you say that, that's only if it's a Basar of Kol Shechem Okada, so which means either the Gemara Bishula or Michael Ben Yisrael. So for this, the Gemara is a Gemara Deraisa, so this is very, with the Chavetah and myself. And the reason why the Gemara is after formulating the Din of Kol Shechem Okada, so in this Meshunavika scenario of Ochol Chati Zayis is to teach us that it's only when you eat half the Zayis of each, then you have to come on to did you reach Mechel Ben Yisrael or not. Kol Zman, you talk about that, a regular Basar B'Cholov, so if you want to know, Rabbi, did I violate Basar B'Cholov there, I saw? The answer is, yeah, of course you did. As soon as it reaches Yatsa, let it go, as soon as the milk starts to bubble a little bit, so the milk is hot, so now once the milk is getting hot, there's a little bit of Belia, so a little bit of time the Basar is going in, a little bit of Lachluch is the boss of going in, so you violated Bishol Basar B'Cholov der Isa, and if you drink some of the milk, you'll be violation of Bishol Basar B'Cholov der Isa.
Well, there is
Isra on the meat, but it's only on the very small amount of the meat. Only on the town boss should go, or the Lachluch is boss should go, that's about a minute from that. Right. But the rest of the meat becomes also because the time keeper now. You can't eat the rest of the meat because that's the time of the Basar B'Cholov, and it's not Basar B'Cholov.
Why isn't
the milk and the Basar B'Cholov? Well, it's maybe Basar B'Cholov, I don't know. Something is not B'Cholov there. Right? If it would be Shishim there, so then there would be no Vassal Chol B'chol, and it would be Hetzel Yomah. And the last book,
like,
for me,
I don't know,
you
should make it
less
restrictive.
I don't know, you have to figure out though, the milk and the lachuch is together, I don't know what the shit is doing. In the plan, you have to cook, so there would be no problem. There is a...
The
Yiddish Bible
says
that only the Chatzim Zayis is supposed to have the same shiur. It's only the Chatzim Zayis of both that the shiur becomes important, that it becomes critical, because we want to figure out what the Yichai Malkus is now. So then you have to fill, then you have to say the shiur is not going to be this way. But if you're not talking about Malkus anyway, if you're not interested in Malkus, you just want to know, is there a Bach Bachol of the rights over here? So the answer is yes. If there is Bach Bachol of the rights,
it's not a
Shia Kovar. Right. It's not a Kedai Shia Kovar. There is another Mahalach in Yechmer that quotes on the Lend of the Smeir, that the Smeir suggested that a Kovar is going to be Bach Bachol of the rights, even if it's Fachas and the Shia of Malkus. So it's a totally different reason. So we know that the din is, let's say, the Torah says now that eat a kezayis of chela, so first it's less than a kezayis, so the machlekes of Yochanan and Shlokesh begins the eighth half of Yuma, whether that's an issue of the rice or an issue of the rabban, and we pass the answer to the Yochanan, the chatzis shir of the Torah comes to the Shmeir and says, the mind of Kumina, whether the chatzis shir is in terms of half of the amount of kezayis, or the chatzis shir is a chatzis bishul. That means you, the Torah says, the real bishul, the real McCoy is to cook the Michael Ben Yisrael. If you cook less, or my bishul, whatever the share is, but if you cook less than that, says the base mayor, okay, so you didn't violate the real McCoy, but you violated a mitzvah McCoy, you violated a chatzis shir. So my nafka means it's not going to be malchus, so that's what we did before also, for a different reason. That the shir of Kedarius, or the shir of Michael Ben Yisrael, don't assume that we said it was ocean. So whenever we're dealing with the chatzis shir is also in the Torah, but it's the oldest of chatzis shir. So maybe just as there's a chatzis shir in terms of Kedarius, so too there's a chatzis shir in terms of chatzis bishul. So probably the reason why the other Gedolei Achronim didn't go along with this is because many folks have said that chatzis shir means that you have a shir tamus, and you have an amount, there's a volume, the quantitative shir. So you could say, the Torah said you can't eat a gregarious and then kiss. The Torah says you can't eat a kezayis of a chametz and taisim. So you eat a little bit less. The chatzis shir chazut tzvayutzvay, so chatzis shir is also in the Torah, then you have a shir in terms of quantitative. But when you have a qualitative shir, like we're defining that bishul means that it reaches a certain point, so if it didn't reach that point yet, so that's nothing. It's like it says, it's a different mindset, a different thing like Abrek. So that's a whole different application of Chatzis Shir. So it's quite possible the Chatzis Shir in the Torah wouldn't apply under such circumstances. This Machlokes Acharonim is in the base mayor who's applying Chatzis Shir even out of the realm of quantitative, even out of the realm of Kedayis, the Bachelor of the Kedayis. So there's a riot that is declared from Ramban. Very, the statement in Ramban. And say Samitz is nothing, absolutely nothing to do with Boston Cholot, but in Ramban. But the famous Ramban, who disagrees with the Rambam, the Rambam says that Siddur Tanishuk by a riot is also in the Torah, because it will sit with the Al-Sherba. So the Ramban says, no, it's indeed, it's not true, it's only the Rabban, and he said the riot is only Tashmish. So then at the end of the speech, the Ramban says, but maybe the Rambam's right, Lami Tanei. Maybe there is an issue of their eyes, the Chizuk and Yishuk, and maybe it has the status of Chatzis Shir. So maybe the Rambam says, if I have Malchus for those things, we'll look at the Salat of Tehat Smol. And the Rambam says, no, he thinks that's a Chatzis Shir, Chatzis Shir is Bia. So that's what the Achron says, Chatzis Shir is a different mindset, and that is a different mindset. So how can you call that a Chatzis Shir? So you see a tremendous thing, so the Rambam does entertain this possibility. The Chatzis Shir is not limited just to quantity, you can have a qualitative Chatzis Shir also. So that may be, maybe at the least mayor say, maybe you can have a qualitative chatzis shir that those official pachos in Michael Ben Yisrael. So these are different reasons that the Gedolei Achronim put the brakes in that Gemara cool. The Gemara makes it sound, just reading the Gemara, that here there's no problem. No matter what you say, you're home free, there's no derayah, everything is gevaldik. So comes the Chavazah, says, no, not so gevaldik, because you have Tom Buster to deal with. Comes to the case, the place is not so developed that you have lechukas to deal with. Comes to the scenario and says, you have chatzis shir to deal with. So the Gemara sounds that it's okay with that Torah, but for a variety of different reasons, so many have that policy. There is a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of the Zion, about the application of a style that we have in Hilchos Bishul, which is a very popular position of Klal Ben Dishol HaChadishol. So how does Ben Dishol HaChadishol play out in terms of application or lack thereof in the realm of Basel B'Cholot? So this whole discussion started with a vehicle from the Kivegah. Kibbeg at the very beginning of Sefer Zayin, who brought a deal from one of the Rishas from the Shari Dura, from the Hagro Shari Dura, not the same. The Shari Dura was one of the Rishas who wrote a whole very famous Sefer on the Yadam of Yerden, the Yadam of Bachal Sassuros, and they took it and quoted it, I'm all close to them, and they quoted them all the time, and then there were Hagro, so they were in honor of the Shari Dura. So Kibbeg at close to the Hagro Shari Dura, the following Shaila, that left us off ahead to be able to appreciate the shadow. There's a din of called Kavosh Kimavushal. Usually in order for Gliya and absorption to place that they place, you have to have some kind of a heat source. So usually that means Vishal. So let's say you have two things that are soaking together for a long amount of time. That's called Kavosh. And then again, we'll talk about Kavosh. We get to some Kupayim. At the Tyrovas, we'll talk about how long Kavosh is, when you take Kavosh, when you not take Kavosh, what the ramifications of Kavosh. But there is a principle in the book that Gemara has in the Tajin Anasha, called Kavosh Areyu Kibavushal. So the only area of Allah where the Gemara is the Ferish and Kavosh Kibavushal does not apply in the Torah is by Bosu Bechol. In other areas, it probably does apply in the Torah, but Bosu Bechol is not. Gemara Kimat the Ferish does that in Sabin. So if you take a piece of meat and you soak it in milk, a few of Torah, Kuli Yoga, you have it sit and soak for the entire day, you have it sit and soak for 20 years, so that's not considered to be Bosu Bechol Derai. So because that's not called their official. We have to figure out, hopefully we get to Sivu Kuvay, to figure out why that in itself. But that's the class. So comes the grocery and does it follows. Let's say a person had a piece of meat and it was sitting and soaking in cold milk for a week. So Kavosh Kibavushal doesn't kick in the Torah, but it does kick in the Rabbanah. The Ma'aseh now already kicks in. There's no question about that. It's crazy. I have milk and trade because it would have just sat in the milk for a couple of seconds or thrown out the money, just wash it off. It's still in the sodas, so there's no green whatsoever in the normal circumstances. But once it was covered, so it's Kibavushal. So although Minatora is not Kibavushal and it was lost because it was lacking beneficial, but the Rabbanah is considered to be awesome. That's just a simple sign. The Gemara, that's the way we talk to the Halacha in the beginning of some cooking. But she comes to the Gashar and says, let's say you have this piece of meat, which has been sitting in milk for the last week, and everything's been cold, and now you take this basar, mix all together, and you throw it into a pot, and you cook it up. So what's the deal? So says the Gashar and says, guess what? You just violated additional basar b'chol of your eyes. And if you go ahead and you eat it, then you're in violation of Achilas Bas B'chol D'Raisa. Why is that? It says the Rosh Hashanah, why is it that the person is in violation of official Bas B'chol of? It says in the Rosh Hashanah, because since Min HaTorah, Kavosh is not Kim Rushal, and of his Bas B'chol of, so it was never really the Rushal to start with. You know, when you're cooking it, you're the first one who's doing the nice official to it. Who you see that it would have been that Kavosh is Kim Rushal M'Daraisa, and then the Rosh Hashanah basically says, the Ferish, that Lu Yitzuya, the din would have been that he had Kavosh Kibavushal Midaraisa, and the person who subsequently cooks it is not in violation of Basu B'Cholav, additional Basu B'Cholav, because of what principle? Because Ein Dishal HaChamishal. The only reason why the guy is Mavashal, the Basu HaKavosh, is in violation of Basu B'Cholav Midaraisa, is because Kavosh is not Kibavushal Midaraisa, so there never really was a Dishal. So you're the first guy, you hit the jackpot, you're the one who's violating Basu B'Cholav Deraisa. You're the one who's Ravash Basu B'Cholav Deraisa because you're the first time cooking it. Comes to the Kibbeg and says, what do you see from this? Let's say you would have real Bishol Deraisa. So let's say a guy took a piece of meat, a piece of milk, cooked it up, Kedasa, Kedin, Mamish, that absolute Basu B'Cholav Deraisa. No tzuyas, no tigons, no nothing, no Mukunias laws. Mamish, he rejects all the chumas. He got himself Mamish, Basu B'Cholav Deraisa. So it's so hard to do. We can try, we can have an experiment, but we wouldn't want to do that because that would be awesome. So you take it, you finally got the piece of Basu B'Cholav Deraisa, and it was cooked up already, and it's Mamish piping hot. So the Kibbeg says, let's say now the second guy goes in and takes a piece of meat and throws it into another pot, back to the same pot, whatever. So says to the Kibbeg, he's not in violation of Bishol Basu B'Cholav, because in Bishol Acha Bishol. The only reason why the Hagosh HaRadura didn't exempt the second guy in his scenario is because the first case wasn't Bishol Acha Deraisa, because it was Kavosh Kibavushal on the bottom of Basu B'Cholav. But Lu Yitzuya, it would have been Bishol Deraisa, so we would have the principle of in Bishol Acha Bishol, I mean, that's how it would have kicked in.
When we say
Zish
Bichol
Achakidosh,
that means
you
really,
other
cheese
don't kind of
believe it?
Yeah, well, you can't get it anymore. There's no way to get it out. Because Kavosh, by definition, means that there's a Kuliya. Once you say it's Kuliya, it doesn't mean cheese. The cheese is going to be Kavosh. It has to be liquid. Because meat's soaking. It has to be soaking in a. You have meat, cold meat and cold cheese touching each other. I'd be a girl, there won't be any. You take the meat out, but there's still milk, which is balu inside it, which can't come out. If you throw it into a pot, so that's just that's fishable for all the other. No, so that's the Chiddush, then it's called Balua Daraisa, because Kavach Mushal is a principle of the Daraisa, it is Balua Daraisa, this can hook with Balua Daraisa, it doesn't matter that it's Balua Daraisa, because it's Balua Daraisa, you need a Vishal Daraisa. Let's say, if you take a place of kosher meat, and you soak it in chaza soup, cold chaza soup for 24 hours, that piece of meat would be also in a Torah. Kavach Mushal, plus we'll try to use it in the Daraisa. So, l'chola, if we take this with Gregor at face value, we can come up with a phenomenal Chiddush. This idea that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul applies, just as it applies in the Shabbos, it applies in the Bosch l'chola. So, maybe we can go one step further and say that why should the deal of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul be limited only when the Bosch and l'chola were nisbashel together? Maybe we should say that any Bosch that at one time was nisbashel, even with nisbashel by itself, is no longer subject to Bishul Bosch l'chola. And you could say that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. Say that on the Shabbos, once you cook a piece of meat 20 years ago, so it can never become this with their eyes of cooking on Shabbos. But maybe once a piece of meat was cooked by itself 20 years ago, it can never be lost for all their eyes. Because that statement would be true, so then if you have a cup of milk that was one part of this bashel 20 years ago, so that could also never be become lost for all their eyes. Plus, if you take a piece of raw meat and cook it together with a cup of milk that 20 years ago was once cooked up, so maybe we should say that in the Shalach Abishol, and on the Shabbos, we would say that. Why don't we say that in the Bosch l'chola? Maybe we should say that. So if that statement would be true, so then we could probably close up shop for the rest of the year, because the Sarach HaTaromis maybe, because there's no such thing as Bosch l'chola derayis anymore. It's all that milk is cooked, as it says in all of our box, so it's not pasteurized. So all of that milk is depasteurized, so all of that milk was already in this basho. So according to the Sufikin Eger, maybe we should take a vote that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, therefore there's never, there are bodies we still have to learn your day. Okay, but in the derayis, we don't have to learn your day anymore. So, is that true? So comes the Rav Shlomo Eger, who was Rebbe's son, and he says, no, his father, it's not what his father said. He says that his father would never say such a crazy thing, that nobody would say such a crazy thing, that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul means that even if the Bosa was Nisbasha by itself, or for that matter, even if the Cholav was Nisbasha by itself, so that's not called Bosa B'Cholav anymore, because Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, that's just absolutely ridiculous. No one would say such a thing. What did Rebbe say? What was the idea of the Rebbe from the Gosha to do it? I mean, if it was already Nisbashel together, both of the Chol together, so then and only then it's not subject to Bishul Bosch L'chola anymore. Even though some of Shlomo Eger is right, no one ever heard of such a crazy kula. One time the milk and meat was cooked by itself, so there's no Bishul Bosch L'chola derayis. The question is, why should that be? What's Columbus exactly? Even though with the Chol and the Bishul Acha Bishul, so the Ramadosh is the cloud that Bishul Acha Bishul was only a Hilchos Shabbos Tikkudin, and somehow it's a Chisson and Malachas Rosh Shabbos, and then Bishul Acha Bishul was not a real definition of Bishul, and we should not apply this kula outside of Hilchos Shabbos. If you take that approach, so then the whole Kedekah falls by the way, and that even if it was in this Bashul together, to read the Bashul, to heat up Bashul B'chol, should also be a problem in the Raisa. And if you're willing to somehow follow the principle of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, that you learn the Pshat, the Ein Bishul Acha Bishul in Shabbos is not just a Bishul Tikkudin, not just a Malachas Rosh Shabbos Tikkudin, but that's part and parcel of the definition of Bishul. Bishul means to take raw food and to cook it. It does not mean to take cooked food and to cook it. So if you're willing to carry over from the Shabbos, look at Bosch L'chola, then L'chola, logically, you should carry it over to the extreme. So you should come to the absurd conclusion that there's no Bosch L'chola derayis anymore, because there's no pasteurized. We have the split. From other stuff, if Ein Bishul Acha Bishul applies in Bosch L'chola, then Bishul Eger should be wrong. If Ein Bishul Acha Bishul doesn't apply in Bosch L'chola, then Bishul Eger should be wrong. So what's going on? How can it be? How can it be? Clearly they're right. Clearly both of them are right. That the din is that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, if it was already Bosch L'chola, but not if it wasn't. So let's forget the Hadvarim. What?
Can you use the
word,
but
it
goes into the meat, whichever one you haven't cooked yet, that's
what comes up. No, but probably only one, so we only have one that's being also. In the case of the other side, since you have both that are being also, you have a lot of milk and a little drop of time. Whereas here, once the milk, let's say the case of the milk, that milk is pasteurized, and you don't call it. It's like caffeine, beaten orange.
You'd have to be over the
Bishul Bosch, if you're not violating the Bishul Bosch. The other day, just didn't say, you violate Bishul Cholav, if you have a little bit of Bishul Bosch, you don't need the whole piece of meat. You have to need a something in your time, or a chutz or something. But without any Cholav, if all the Cholav is already in the Bosch already, that's not subject to Bishul Bosch B'chol, and you're home free. So none of that can help. so the Bavli Shulchan suggests that the case that the Hasidara is that the phrase "endishal achadishal" that the Kirega was using, so it's a little bit of a malicia. That's not what he meant. That's not really what the halacha says. That the "endishal achadishal" is only a klal that was said in the Chasam. It has nothing to do with other areas of halacha. Alawat is a different form of Hilchos Bachol. Now, what's the Isser of Bachol Bachol? What's the Isser of Dishal Bachol Bachol? The Isser of Dishal Bachol Bachol, says the Bavli Shulchan, is the creation of the Chesed of Bachol Bachol. That doesn't mean, don't just mean take meat and take milk and just put it in the pot and to cook it together. No. It's only when after you've been, you create that Chesed of Bachol Bachol, then it only then does it turn out nice that you violated the Isser of Dishal Bachol Bachol. So if for whatever reason your visual is not resulting in the creation of the Chesed of Bosu B'cholos, then you're not in violation of the Visual Bosu B'cholos. So in this case, once the Bosu B'cholos was already in Spashel, the Visual Cholos, it's better than the Visual Cholos. This is the same as the Visual Cholos. It means once it's Bosu B'cholos, the Visual Bosu B'cholos number one that was violated in last week's visual, so this piece of meat and this cup of milk, they're also the other board, the Visual Bosu B'cholos. So you're cooking from today to tomorrow, you're doing a nice abyssal. Abyssal doesn't mean anything. So don't describe, abyssal abyssal is only a volume of the Shabbat. You're doing a nice abyssal. But what you are doing is you're being the Vashel Bosa, and you're being the Vashel Kola, and you're being the Vashel Bosa and Kola together, and you're still what you're doing is Mutta Mera Torah, because you're not being the Vashel in a method, in a way, that creating the Yisra Bosa and Kola, because by truth, the Yisra Bosa Kola has already been created through last week's cooking. That's the Geder Hadavah. The Klal of Ein Bishul HaChadishul does not carry over until the Shabbos. That's why, obviously, the filmmaker is correct. That even though you did a Maisha Bishul on Basra from the Chod, and you did a Maisha Bishul on Chod, and the fact that you pasteurized the milk last week, so that doesn't matter. Ein Bishul HaChadishul in the realm of Hilchos Basra B'Cholot. A lot, once the original Issa was Chal, so you can't have an Issa Bishul, there's no original, there's no creation of an Issa Basra B'Cholot, So the cold diamond, you didn't have an Issa Basra B'Cholos, because in the fact that they were cooking cholos, and the restaurant they're cooking meat, and now you take both of those two ingredients together, and you cook them up together in your kitchen, so that's Bishul Basra B'Cholos and Issa, because you are the lucky guy. You are the one who created the Chesed of Basra B'Cholos. I am Bishul Acha Bishul, and Bishul Acha Bishul is meaningless in the realm of Basra B'Cholos. So it's a totally different Hadvarim. Together at Dvarim, there's nothing to do with the cloud. We use it, the window is nice, because we probably also said Shurim in Yodeh, they said Shurim in Shabbos, and I also get mixed up sometimes, especially now, at the beginning of Pei Zayin, it's very hard, because we're talking so much about Shabbos, so if I start talking about Zareh, sometimes you stop me. So that's what the Kinegah meant, he meant the Ein Bishul HaChadishul, he didn't really mean the Ein Bishul HaChadishul, what he really meant is what the Bavli Shulchan says, is that you can't create, you can't have an insufficient Bosh B'chol, unless you have a creation of a Chatz of Bosh B'chol. He has an interesting other stuff about Bavli Shulchan, that he thinks it's a little bit of a stira in the between what we spoke about earlier from the Shiurim and what I just studied, that he's very in favor of creating over here. He said that, if you remember back to when we spoke about the sign of Eila, so if you cook the sign of Eila B'cholos, so the Gemara says in Seirish, we passed in Seirish, that you're in violation of Bishul Basa B'cholos, and you're not in violation of Achilus Basa B'cholos, if you would hear the Venus Achalus, and whether or not you're in violation of Hanoah, that was not like the Ramadan, the food on Mitzvah was, is that there's no Hanoah Slav Mechol Vita, and the Dogma of Rabbah Tzayin, the Tzayin may disagree. So comes about a Shulchan and says, wait a second, when you cook sign of Venus Achalus, so you're cooking Basar, and you're cooking Cholam, and you can't, if Klal Venus Achalus, it can't kick in, because there's no Issa Bishol on the Venus, so we're all ready to say, may I be with a Chiyah Malchus, bring the Vashar Basar Cholam. He says about a Shulchan, wait a second, what did you create? What terrible mixture, what shotness did you just create? So according to the Rambam, did you create nothing? Because according to the Rambam, there's no achivas basa b'cholos in this mixture, and there's no isra'an on this mixture, so this mixture is like basa and the audience again, didn't do anything. You didn't create a nisra basa b'cholos at all. The point that tells us is, because you created a chesra basa b'cholos vis-a-vis hilchos hanah, so, okay, so that's really the creation of a chesra basa b'cholos. According to tells us the fact that you're not chayav Rachila on Basra and Sound of Eila, that's a court. That's a technicality because of Amos of Halas. But at least there's some ramifications, there's some Nafkimina Ladina from your act of visual. So we can label you as being the Basra, you and the Basra of Basra Kol. You give, I guess, the title as an accomplishment, to give you an E matches for effort, we give you an A for successful creation of the Chet of Basra Kol. But Clinton Rabban, you failed, you blew it, you accomplished absolutely nothing. So since you failed in the creation of the Nisra, of the Cholav, being the Yisra Achilah, being the Yisra Anah, how could the Gemara say, we may have been the Yisra Bishop? That's the story. It's interesting in the Ha'ara that we would have asked in a million years that any connection whatsoever between the Ravah, the Kudah, and the Tzvah, and it was the Kivegah's Ein Bishol Ach Abishol, I would have said there's absolutely no connection. But the Shulchan dug up that there's a steer, that they seem to be debating this Mamish, this Nekud, namely, it's a fascinating connection because the Gemara seems to say you can have Bishol Bach Bukhal and Machud, some Bachil is Bach Bukhal, then now it's Bach Bukhal. So if you read about the Shulchan, it's learning Shah and the Shibikay, then no, it's not so possible. That you can't create this as Bishol Bach Bukhal unless it's creating something in the realm, some kind of a Chetza of Bach Bukhal. Then the Bali Shulchan goes one step further and he says that if his Yisrael is right, that this klal, they just understand, Yesh Mirai, we never heard of this klal, that you can't violate Vishal unless there's a creation of a chetz of Asa B'chol. And that's the reason why, quote unquote, why that translates into a klal that in Vishal Asa Vishal of Asa B'chol, because this may shed a whole new light on a whole discussion that the Kharedim have, which is the Mama Shalas Amaita, based on this. That it was generally assumed, like to the Kedega, that once something is Bosu B'cholos, so then if you recook it, you reheat it, so that's not going to be Bosu B'cholos. Believe it or not, this shilas came up, so I remember someone was telling me once that someone was a cook in the United States Army, so besides peeling potatoes, so they had to cook food. So they were sometimes asked to cook Bosu B'cholos. So most of the time that the food was already... was already cooked, so it was just a question of reheating it. So of course it would be Kedega, so it's okay. So even though the food was mamish, heating up the Besan of Bela had to go help you, because we're not talking about Achila, no, it's all about Bishol, which Bishol on Besan of Bela is for sure, and it's a Delaita. So in Achanam, if they asked you in the army to go cook a piece of trace of meat, add milk together to make a delicious Hungarian goulash with milk in it, so that's Bishol Boslachol, that's mamish, and it's a Delaita. So let's say it was already cooked last week, and they're reserving the same stuff, like in Yeshiva, so reserving last week's lunch. So that question is that okay? So according to the Kedega, that should be butter. According to the Kedega, quote unquote, English law official, some of that should be okay. So someone would have been better to follow. Wait a second. If everything is hinging about English law official, that was the muscle. That was those were the words of the Kedega. But then we have to look through the Shabbos and see, well, was the English law official always applied? So we know. There are some exceptions to the rule of Ein Bishol Ach Bishol. Beis and Machlokes have shown, we've seen in Chasson and Achayim, about the Ein Bishol Ach Bishol is limited only to Dvarim which are Yavesh, it's only to dry food or applies against gravy, for liquids, to Dvarim Lachim. So that's the Boshek, so Shacharach is Machmer on that. Ramah is make a little bit on that. The Ramah is a funny Ramah. We're going to have a Shabbos here, so hopefully we'll get to that down the line. So about the when to say Yesh Bishol Ach Bishol, Ein Bishol Ach Bishol. So what is it going to depend on, whether the army, whether you're cooking for the Ashkenazim or the Sinai? Well, none of them are Jewish, so so they follow the Ramah, the U.S. Army, they follow the Ramah, so let's begin. So come, hope, group Macharonim, and say, wait a second, if the Kedega is right, the name of the Shalach Abishol, and that's going to be the big mark here to cook Bach B'cholam, that's something else also happened. There was a film woman who asked me that she wanted to take a job to be a home care attendant, said she's going to take care of an older person. If the older person wasn't Jewish, she's going to cook treasure food for the older person. And the question is that sometimes the person can accept what they want. She wanted Hungarian goulash with milk in it. So could she do that? So that I said, she asked, we can't cook. So we didn't get to the point of what if it's just reheating food that was already cooked by the last week's attendants. I don't know, that would be the Shaila. So what's the thing? So if Vegas right, English lach official, but wait a second, maybe that's only by Gavi Yavesh, but if you want to take this old goulash with the sauce and everything and put it back in the fire, that should be Mr. Shah's deraisa, could the English lach official be double lach? So believe it or not, this shah was discussed not so much in Yodea, so we would do the post in Yodea, and we know what the shah is, and is that put it on the Mamakamas? Is that put the shah chub in the Moschanek on the Mamakamas? No, we left it off.
No,
we closed the shah chub in the Moschanek, yeah, shah. But the Shah Fry and the Moschanech of all places, that's exactly where you would find the Shah. The Shah was the salt. The guy's a little bit low on oil for his granola, so he wants to use some melted butter or something. So the melted butter that they're selling in the store was cooked by the guardian, cooked it in a pot. So it was melted in a flaming pot. The question is, this butter that you want to use now for the Moschanech, so it's quite possible that the Bosco called Deraisa. Because it has a palm of Bosco, it could be the palm of may have been a big yomo, so it has a palm of Bosco in here.
and it's called up together, so this is a disaster. So you want to use this for Erev Chanukah. So what's the disaster you want to use in Erev Chanukah? What's the problem? It's an Isha Hanah. So Mitzvah B'Hanah says, it's not a problem for Isha Hanah. So there's a Balaam Moor in Rosh Hashanah that says, Mitzvah B'Hanah says, it doesn't apply to Mitzvah B'Rabot. Okay, but they delay it, it says, that right? Is that right? Is that what you mean? So that's one angle of the Shaila. So other Chanukah says, no, you can't do it because Isha Mechtash Yurei. So whenever something is Rosh Hanah, so it doesn't have a Shia. If it doesn't have a Shia, then it can't last a half hour. And some people say, no, that's a different kind of a Shia. That's just a Matiya. It's got to last. So people should see it. That's not a halakhi Shia. So everyone's simply in a Chanukah about the Yisra. No, that's Shia. Can come to Shia Asad and says, no. Can you ask her for another reason? You know why it's all done? Because it's initial Basa B'Cholot. Initial Basa B'Cholot. Yeah. You're taking this oil and you're putting it into your menorah, right? And you're lighting a fire to it. So you cook it. So isn't the oil getting hot? So in the Chavishal Gavim Mizeh, Chachkidishon Gavim Eish, in the Chavishal Gavim Mizeh, he is a violation of Vishal Basa B'Cholot. So that's what it's Vishal Basa B'Cholot. Wait a second, it was already Basa B'Cholot. So it doesn't. Everybody in Europe, Chibega says, the name Vishal Achavishal by Basa B'Cholot. It's Chavim Echavim Tino. Achadavalach. So, Yesh Vishal Achavishal. So therefore, that's the reason why you can't use, next time you want to use the oil of the melted butter. Oh, that's right. So come to Bali Yeshukun and says, no, then everybody got wrong. All those like a lot of more tubuli, Kashayla, Yesh Bishal HaKadishal, by double off, says, nah, they missed the boat. He says, if we were working with Hukha Shabbos, that it was a klal of Bishal HaKadishal, then you got to look and finish in your test and figure out, so you follow the Bechav, then you follow the Ramon. Yesh Bishal HaKadishal, but the Yonah says, a lot, a little bit Yonah, well, you got to deal with Hukha Shabbos. And it says about it, something, nah, everybody knows, the Kibega didn't mean Hukha Shabbos at Dara, because it wouldn't make any sense. So if the Kenya really meant that, so then even the pasteurized milk should be mufti from Basa B'Cholot. The answer is, no, he meant it's a different word. He meant that once there's a chalashe and Basa B'Cholot on it, so then there's no it's a bishul. So whether you hold the yesh bishul ha bishul b'Cholot, it doesn't matter. This oil that's sitting in front of you, this butter that's sitting in front of you, it's already Basa B'Cholot. Finish it over. It's a done deal. You're not accomplishing it. You're not adding anymore. By handling our butter here, but you are cooking this Basa B'Cholot, and you're a little menorah handle. So that's... that's not accomplishing anything. You're not creating a chesed b'Basa B'Cholot, because the chesed was already created. So the Baruch Shlomo says, if I'm right, if I say, then the issue of double lach becomes really a moot issue. So kofanim, this chiddush of Kivegas started out, we'll start the ball rolling, the zir from the Gosher and Dura, that quote unquote ain't bishul achadishul b'Basa B'Cholot, so you have to really work on this to figure out, is that really what it means? It needs to be a little different. So again, all the throwback to the really common theme that we've been trying to come across in so many different ways in the Shilas, just how does the term Mosavasha be before him, how does the phrase official relate to other areas of Halacha? Do we have a right to carry off everything from the Khushabas? Does they carry off? Does it not carry off? Does any Shlach official carry off or not? And many of these things are subject to these different levels.
Maybe while the whole purpose of the year. Right now, you're cooking something with the humanity as a new couple of the world. I don't know.